and Gianna. Wait, I need to honestly ask you because I don't know if this is the norm or not. Do you walk your cat like in a stroller?
Oh, I've seen this.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was down the shore over the weekend. It was a nice day. A lot of people were out. Well, obviously walking your dogs. You walk dogs, right?
Right.
This woman came in front of her house walking and she had a stroller. So I always look to see, oh, let's see the cute baby.
Right.
In the stroller.
Right.
You naturally look over, right? And I see that the top is down and there's like netting in front of it. And I thought, oh gosh, hope that baby can breathe.
Right. And then you're like, oh,
a little closer. It's a cat in the stroller. And I was like, what is happening here? And she was just walking along. No, honestly, I really do want to know the answers. The phones are open, 609-243-9778. What is the purpose of walking the cat? Is it for you? Are you doing it just to get some exercise and you don't want to leave your cat at home?
Well, and
or is there a purpose of walking the cat?
It's for both. I mean, getting the cat outside. Think about it. If your cat isn't an outdoor cat, it doesn't really get to see the outside world.
I don't think the cats want to go out, do they? Aren't they kind of like homebody-ish?
I think that's what society tells cats to be, you know, like stay home.
Is that cat enjoying the walk as much as she was?
It's because of people like you, Chris Rollins. That's why people don't walk their cats. I think we should normalize walking cats. I walk my lizard.
All right, you're going to have to explain this.
I do. In a
stroller?
No, on a leash.
Oh.
So I have a bearded dragon, and he likes to go outside when it's warm out. You know, they kind of hibernate. They brumate during the winter, some of the winter months. And he's been waking up recently because he knows it's hot outside. And he has a little harness and a leash. And he likes to go out in the grass and eat the grass of the dandelions.
So you're supposed to do that? Is that a lizard thing?
I don't think it's part of, you know, the Bearded Dragon 101 book.
Like, is a vet telling a cat owner, hey, get your cat outside? Or
I don't know about that.
I'm filled with questions. I'm filled.
Well, they put cats on a leash, too. And those cat backpacks. Have you seen the cat backpacks?
I have not seen the cat backpack.
It's basically like a plastic dome that goes over a backpack. And there's a little hole where they can look out. And you put your cat in it and you carry it around. Yeah, like Target.
I need to know if this is more for the owner. Like, if you're a cat owner, are you doing this for you or are you doing this for the cat? I am dying to know if you walk your cat too. Like, do you have one of these strollers? All right. I need cat owners to call me right now. 609. Is walking a cat normal? Like, get a stroller, not even like walking it on a leash. It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. This is what we're talking about this morning over the weekend. I was down the shore and saw this woman rolling up on the sidewalk because I was sitting on my porch and I thought, oh, there's a cute baby in there. Let me see. You always kind of naturally look to see the baby, right? In
right.
the stroller. And I looked over. It was a cat in the stroller.
This is a thing, though.
I'm filled with questions.
It is a thing.
Are you walking it for you? I mean, I would think if the cat needed a walk, you wouldn't be in a stroller, right? You'd have to walk the cat.
I don't think medically a cat needs a walk like a dog.
That's what I'm wondering.
Like, you know, I'm cat sitting. I'm learning some things about some cats. Walking them was not in the instructions. Let me tell you, the friend I am cat sitting for loves his cats. Every day I have to send wellness photos of these cats to him. It's a thing.
Oh my! I thought cats were very self-sufficient.
These two are more self-sufficient, but they're babied by their cat daddy.
Well, that's actually a good thing to know, Joe, because if the cats that you're sitting for really needed walks, I would assume the owner would have told you, please walk the cat.
Well, they also hate leaving the house. Like, have you heard what the process is? Right? I mean, we have friends with cats. Call one of them and ask them what it's like to take your cat to the vet. It's terrifying.
They get scratched. Listen to this though. Kaylin in Feasterville said, I walk my cat on a leash outside. She insists on going outside and cries by the door until you take her on a walk.
That's what I wanted to know.
I guess if you expose your cat to going outside, they're going to want to go outside.
Interesting.
I've seen all these crazy things online, the cat backpacks, the cat strollers like Chris saw.
I have a feeling this is more about just the owner not wanting to leave the cat in the house while she walks, because if the cat really wanted to walk, the stroller isn't doing much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Carrie in Lumberton said she thinks it's for the cat when people walk their cats. She said, cats love to be outside, look out the windows, see all the birds and the animals. Her friend has a cat backpack, and she's taken her cat on a leash before. This is a thing.
That's what I want to know.
Do you think it's practicing, like, the cat's natural killer instincts, too, of, like, you know, gonna get a mouse kind of thing or whatever?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I mean,
you would think, though, if that was it, then it wouldn't be covered. You know what I mean? Like, the cat...
Right.
I kind of understand that, I guess, because you're not gonna walk along with an open stroller, because then the cat could just jump out. Let's say if it saw a bird or...
Right.
I don't know. And whatever.
And I guess that's why people take the dome backpacks and everything, because you can't just carry your cat. They're kind of... They like to jump around. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, that backpack has a dome on it?
It's like a plastic dome.
Yeah.
And then...
That's what the stroller looked like.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It just goes on your back. And they just sit there and their little head looks out the little backpack. It's really cute.
Yeah, I guess you're not really strapping it in. So I guess it would have to have a dome.
Yeah.
Christina is on the line. And Christina, I think...
Wait, I'm dying to talk.
...may have some experience.
Christina, are you a cat owner?
I am a cat owner. I have taken my cat out on a leash, but we didn't go very far because I talked to the vet, and the whole process with deworming, the fleeing, the all of that
was
a lot.
Yeah.
The cat, for like 10 years, would cry by the door, let me out, let me out.
But there's no way.
Maybe that's why this... cat was in a stroller. Maybe he was or she was scratching at the door wanting out. But this was pre-planned because this woman had a legit cat stroller. It had like the dome. It had the netting. You know what I mean? I didn't even know there was such a product.
I think Keith's online and I think Keith thinks this might be more normal, right, Jenna?
Keith, what do you think?
Me? To be honest with you, it might be normal.
He's like...
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because my daughter is 9, and she walks her rabbit in a stroller.
In a stroller. Okay. All right, so maybe this is normal.
I mean, if you're walking rabbits and I'm walking a bearded dragon, I guess cats are the least weird thing to be walking around the streets nowadays, right?
I've just never seen it before, so it was like, what?
Kind of crazy.
All right, it's 7:19. It's Chris and the crew. Listen, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a Billie Eilish tickets. Billie is coming to Philly, Wells Fargo Center, October 5th. All this week, you're listening in the 9 o'clock hour for us to play a Billie Eilish song. When you hear it, you got to be caller 9 to win the tickets, right? You can tap the call button on the 94.5 PST app. Or, of course, you can just dial us up, 609-243-9778. Don't do it now. In the 9 o'clock hour, when you hear that Billie Eilish song, be caller 9, you're going to win.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, coming up at, 7:30 this morning. Wait till you hear why people are paying hundreds of dollars for jeans. We'll tell you what they're about. Hang on.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Is it a cool look to look like you peed your pants?
Oh. Okay.
Have you seen these jeans?
Isn't that a scene in like Big Daddy or whatever, one of those Adam Sandler movies where he tries to make everyone feel cool?
I'm not getting this, but there are these jeans that are going for like $800 a pair, and they can't keep them in stock. And the jeans look like you have a pee stain on them.
Yeah, so the designer is it's from the UK, the designer. It's called Jordan Luca, and it's like light wash pair of jeans, and then it has dark wash splats where you don't want dark wash splats on you, if you know what I mean.
You it's can gross. Go take a look at the picture. We put it up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story for you. I don't get this. Maybe if you go to like a music festival and there's a chance, or like, you know, Times Square on New Year's Eve, and there's a chance that you are going to pee yourself, you just tell people, oh, I got these cool new jeans. Makes it look like I pee myself, and then you can just pee yourself.
It just looks like
sitting in your own pee is uncomfortable.
Oh, right.
Gosh.
Yeah, that can't be.
Am I missing something here? Is there a trend that I don't know about?
I don't know.
Why would this, like if I, let's say I'm single, okay, and I see a guy wearing these jeans. I'm going the other way.
Well, it just looks like you have dirty jeans on.
I don't
imagine
get it.
Wearing your dirty jeans to a first date.
Right.
But you show up.
This isn't just dirty. Like, this looks specifically like you had an accident in your pants.
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I don't understand it either.
I could see if the dark wash splatters were kind of all over the legs of the jeans or something, or if it was like towards the top of the butt. There could be a fashion statement there, but where it's placed, it's just not cute. There's nothing cute about it.
And you didn't find any, like, reason for this?
No.
I think it's one of those things where the internet just internets. You know, you get... Gianna's the first one to get caught up in a trend. Chris and I have a little bit more self-control.
I usually get on the trend once the trend is almost over. Is that true?
That is... Yeah, I wasn't going to say
now
it.
Now I'm all into it.
Chris lets it play out first.
This 6 months from now, Chris will be buying her pee-stained jeans.
I got to see if that's staying power.
Yeah, yeah. She bought her Yeti on the final day.
It can't beat Chris. Can't beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Tuesday edition of Can't Beat Chris. Who's our opponent on the line? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Chris from Somerville.
Chris, meet your opponent, Chris Rollins.
Hey there, Chris. It's the battle of the Chris's today.
Let's do it. Let's bring it on.
Chris, I understand you came here reluctantly, right?
Not reluctantly, but it was my wife talked me into this. It was mostly her idea.
So you're saying you're not a pop culture expert?
Yes.
No, not nowhere near as much as her.
All right, you're gonna get to go first. I'm gonna step out, you know, let you do your thing, and then I'll come back and try to answer the same three questions. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, Chris. We're gonna call you Listener Chris because otherwise we're gonna get all confused here, right? First question. It's Travis Scott's birthday. What Kardashian/Jenner sister does he share two kids with?
Kylie Jenner. I'm going to lock that one in.
Your wife may or may not be proud of you at the end of this. We'll discover soon. Number two, Taylor Swift was spotted in Las Vegas with Travis Kelce. What is the name of Taylor's newest album?
Dead Poets Society. Lock it in.
Third and final question. This reality competition show premiered 24 years ago. Name the show based on the theme song. Press play.
Survivor, lock it in.
All right. Can't be Chris this morning as we motion for Chris Rollins to come back in the room. It's powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, playful learning, info, and tickets. Philadelphia.LegolandDiscoveryCenter.com. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hey there. Are you mad at your wife or are you happy to be here?
No, I can never be mad at my wife. I'm having fun. I'm happy to be here.
All right, Chris Rollins. First question coming your way. Today is Travis Scott's birthday. What Kardashian/Jenner sister does he share two kids with?
That would be Kylie.
Kylie is correct. You both said Kylie, so you're out to a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, we're good.
Second question for Chris Rollins. Taylor Swift was spotted in Las Vegas with Travis Kelce. What is the name of Taylor's newest album?
That's the Tortured Poets Department.
Chris said the Tortured Poets Department. My guy Chris in Somerville said the Dead Poets Society or something like it.
Close enough. Close.
The correct answer is the Tortured Poets Department. This reality competition show premiered 24 years ago. Name the show based on its theme song.
It's Survivor.
You both said Survivor. You're both correct.
Whoa!
So,
all right.
Unfortunately, Chris in Somerville, Chris Rollins did beat you 3-2. So can you give her that phrase of shame?
Well, even though I did a lot better than I thought I would do, this is Chris from Somerville, and I could not beat Chris Rollins.
But you gave it a very good effort. You'll never forget the name of Taylor Swift's album, I don't think, either after this. But just for playing today, we got a pair of tickets to see Teddy Swims at the Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City on Saturday, September 28th.
Awesome.
Teddy Swims brings his Everything But Therapy tour to the Ovation Hall on Saturday, September 28th. Tickets on sale now for everyone else at theoceanac.com. Can't Beat Chris will replay this morning at 9:40 right here on 94.5 PSC.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PSC. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Jason Kelce got a new job. Everybody thought he was going to kind of just stick to his podcast and stuff, but I kind of said, no, he needs to do more. Now he is working for ESPN, and he's going to do Monday Night Countdown. How cool is that?
Football.
Say it again?
Which is lead into Monday Night Football.
Yeah. He needs to do that, right? Where is that? Where can he do that? Does he have to travel with that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know much about that. It's based in the city where the Monday Night Football game is. But, I mean, Monday night's not the worst day. Like, I imagine for a family schedule, it'll be pretty consistent. They're used to him being on the road anyway. Now he'll just go out Monday morning, back Tuesday morning, you know?
True.
Pretty consistent.
That's amazing. I kind of like that for him. Now, his brother, Travis. No, I don't want him to go away is what I'm saying. I want to see him more.
Me too.
But you know how I get on the trends late. Yeah, I'm just liking Jason.
I was gonna say about 18 months ago. I don't know that Chris Rollins knew who he was.
You're probably right.
I love you, Chris, but I don't know that you knew.
Travis Kelce just signed a new 2-year contract with the Chiefs, making him the highest paid tight end in the NFL.
Wow,
he's only got a couple years, right? He's 34.
Yeah. I mean, he's pushing the end of his career. Which I mean, lovingly, just is what it is.
So you know what I found out? That Taylor is now expected to be at the Met Gala on Monday. There's some speculation for months if she's going to show up. This is like the Oscars of fashion, basically.
I love the Met Gala.
But we don't know if Trav is going to be there or not, but he's very into fashion. So I really hope that the two of them show up together.
Yeah.
And the expectation is he may not, but what is interesting is will Kim Kardashian be there? She's a regular at the Met Gala.
True.
Since the diss track.
Their arrivals would probably be time to part. One would assume.
And this is perfect timing for Taylor because it's Monday. It's May 6th, the Met Gala, and she doesn't resume her tour until May 9th. So she's going to have to scoot out pretty quick after, but word is, she's definitely going to be there. So Britney, does she need another conservatorship? That's what a lot of people are saying, that she is off the rails again. We could tell, right? We all want her to be free and stuff, but she's not stable. We could tell by her Instagram videos, right? So apparently she's spending money like water because nobody's really, you know, what am I trying to say?
Trying to help her.
Monitoring her. Exactly. And people are saying she needs to get back on meds. She probably needs to be under a conservatorship again. Now, maybe not as strict as her dad did before, but somebody's got to watch after her.
Well, so here's the thing. I did some deep diving on this yesterday. We know when it ended 3 years ago, she had about $60 million in the bank. These legal fees in the past couple of weeks and stuff with all these settlements, it's about 10% of her wealth alone. And she's been going to Tahiti for months on end and stuff.
Caribbean.
That adds up. So she at least needs a financial advisor, which is like when...
She doesn't have one? I don't understand this.
When you win the lottery, a lot of people hand over their money to a financial advisor and they only get, you know, whatever stipends.
I'm worried for her.
Yeah, I know.
And I like her. I want her to be okay.
It makes me sad.
So Tuesday, best day to be productive. I agree.
Ooh. Oh, crap.
Right, you shake off the...
You
shake off the Monday cobwebs, right? We're not even close to the weekend, so you got to get stuff done. I would agree with that. I'm feeling productive today.
Nice start.
And would you wear KFC perfume?
No.
So KFC is releasing this limited edition barbecue perfume that they say will leave you and the people around you like tipsy with hunger for KFC. Sadly, only available in Europe right now, but we can only hope that it's coming here.
Fingers crossed.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Right on the way. Just after 8 o'clock. At about 8:05, we're going to play What's My Job? This is, I think, slowly becoming our favorite game. So a listener comes on. If you ever want to play, too, you can always call us, and we'll put you on the list. A lot of people want to play this. You tell us your salary, your yearly salary. That's it. You don't tell us what you do. You'll be anonymous if you want. And then we have to guess your job. It's fun. So we'll play at 8:05.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. 94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
That is your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
All right, Hannah in Pennington's here. She's going to be the one to tell us her salary, which is always so like, whoa, you just told us your salary. Who does that? All right, Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so don't say anything else except a number, okay, because we don't want you to blow it yet, because we're going to ask you some yes or no questions, try to get some clues, you know, for everybody else, then they're going to try to guess your job, okay?
Okay.
All right. So how much do you make a year?
I make 180K.
Wow.
Stripper.
Oh, okay.
Stripper. Wow.
You know, I always guess stripper.
We're not to the guessing part of it.
Hannah, don't be offended. He guesses stripper every week for everybody.
I'm a little flattered, actually.
You sound kind of hot, so I might ask some leading questions to see if I'm right. All right, Chris.
I want to know, that's a lot of money. Do you travel for your job?
Sometimes.
Okay, so we'll take that as a yes.
Do you work in nightclubs?
Joseph.
Occasionally.
What? Oh my God.
So maybe take
all right. So that's a yes.
Do you work a traditional 9 to 5?
Occasionally.
Okay,
so, so that's occasional too.
Okay.
So yeah, occasionally yes,
you get
no.
The day shift at the strip club.
Do you have clients?
Yes.
She does. Okay.
One more, Joe, make it count.
Was your industry affected by COVID?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow, that's a great question.
Okay, Gianna, this is your last one.
Did you have to go to college for this?
I did not have to, but I did.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right, good. This is good. All right, do me a favor. Hang on, Hannah. We're going to open the phones and let everybody guess what you do, and then we're going to take some guesses. We'll bring you back on in a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Oh, gosh. Joe thinks she is.
No, I don't think she is.
Okay, industry affected by... Let's review the facts here. Industry affected by COVID.
Yeah. Or her
occasionally
clients.
Occasionally works in... I mean, but you don't call your...
No, you call it an audience or something. You don't call it clients.
It depends. It's one-on-one
thing. It's in the eye of the beholder, you know?
Just saying, I'm guessing stripper.
Sometimes she works 9 to 5. Strippers don't sometimes work 9 to 5.
Sometimes you get booked for the office Christmas party at noon.
All right, you go ahead. You make that your guess because you're going to lose again. All right, so the phones are open. What do you think her IPST, your number one hit music station? All right, so yeah, Hannah in Pennington makes $180,000 or $185,000 a year. Like, she's making some big time money. We asked her some yes or no questions to try to narrow it down for you. She does travel a little bit, although she does do some 9 to 5 too. She works in nightclubs occasionally. She has clients and her job was affected by COVID. All right, so let's go to the phones because we've got some guesses here. Let's go to Sean in Delran. Hey, Sean, what do you think she does?
Hey, I think she's a wedding planner or some sort of event planner.
Oh, good guess.
I actually did not think of that, but that's a really good guess.
Actually, yeah, think about that. Travel could be in a nightclub if the event is in a nightclub, right?
True.
Definitely affected by COVID.
It's a good guess.
Huh. Clients? That is a really good guess. All right, let's go to Caroline in Marlton. Hey, Caroline, what's your guess?
I think she's manager of bands.
Oh, like a band manager.
We have one here in the building. Kathy does that.
Really?
Yeah.
In the next room over there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good guess.
That's
a good guess.
I'm trying to see. Yeah, definitely affected by COVID. Clients, though?
Yeah, the band.
Well, the band, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the venues.
Let's go to Denise in Allentown. We're getting some good guesses today. What do you think, Denise?
I think she's a beer distributor or liquor distributor.
Ooh, okay, we've dealt with some of them in this industry. That's definitely a thing. And they go from nightclub to nightclub to nightclub because they provide the beer for those clubs, right?
And it could be 9 to 5, depending.
Good guesses.
I do. These are all really good guesses, actually, today.
All right, well, we have to guess. So let's bring her back on. She can hear our guesses. Hey, Hannah.
Hey.
Don't say anything yet. I don't want to know if you heard the right answer yet or not, but we're going to make our guesses. Are you ready for our guesses? Joe, you want to go first?
I think you know mine. You sound hot. You work in a nightclub. You're a stripper.
All right, Gianna?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe a club promoter?
Okay. That's Gianna's guess. I'm going to go with event planner because I think that's a really good one. All right. So you've heard all the guesses now. Did any of us get it right? Let's see first.
Two of you did.
Two of us did. All right. So what are you? What's your job?
I'm an event planner.
Yes.
That was pretty good, Hannah.
Sean and Delran got it. And I got it. That's third week in a row for me.
Have you ever planned an event with strippers, though?
Oh, God. Here we go. Thanks for calling.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, coming up at 8:30. Oh, my God. People are paying hundreds of dollars for this new pair of jeans. You're not going to believe the selling point for these jeans. We'll fill you in 8:30.
Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST.
Oh my God, so people are paying like $800 for pee-stained jeans.
Ugh.
What? They're not actually pee-stained, but they're made to look like you peed your pants.
It's really gross.
I don't understand this. Why? I don't understand why you would want to look like that.
So there's this brand in the UK called Jordan Luca, and they're selling these light wash looking jeans that have dark wash stains on the, you know, front area. So it kind of looks like you peed your pants, and they're selling for $800.
And they're sold out. They can't keep them in stock.
Who is the target market for this?
That's what I wanted. There's got to be something we're
little
missing.
I mean,
there's got to be something we're missing, right? What's the purpose?
I don't know.
Now, if you're a parent and, you know, you're potty training and your kid has an accident and they get upset, the nice thing is you can say to them, look, you know, it's trendy now to walk around like that. You almost have to be careful because maybe your kid will be like, wait, I heard these pants are worth a lot of money.
It's true.
I think these are adult jeans, by the way.
No, yeah, they are. But I mean, I was a pretty smart kid. I was the kid who was reading the newspaper. So if I saw an article like this when I was a kid, I'd be like, Mom, I don't have to learn to potty train.
Oh, God.
I want these jeans.
I want these jeans. Ugh, I'm trendy.
Let's say you go up to a guy at a bar. Or I'm like, what? What happened here?
Or you show up on like a first date and this guy has pee jeans on.
I'm
like,
leaving.
Goodbye.
I'm leaving the date if that's the case.
And also, I just think it's kind of bizarre for anyone who wants to buy these. Like, you see them online, you're like, I have to have those pee stained jeans. Who? What kind of person wants these for $800 nonetheless?
You got to let us know in the app chat. There's got to be something we're missing here because I just don't get this.
I don't get it at all.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I'm hearing some buzz that Britney may need another conservatorship. But here's the thing. Who is going to monitor her, basically?
Yeah.
So, come on. Every time I used to say to you guys that Britney was looking a little unstable on her Instagram, I was like, no, she's free. She's happy. She's all this. Here's the thing. She's going off the rails again because no one's monitoring her now. She's already off Instagram because she took a little, you know, she took a hit in court and had to pay her dad's legal fees stuff like that. Well, that was kind of a shock. So maybe some people are suggesting that maybe it wasn't as bad as she I don't know if I want to say that.
I actually did a deep dive on this yesterday, and I'll give it in like 2 seconds here really quickly. One, it would be really difficult for a judge to overturn the work of a previous judge, so the court case would have been too mucky, even if the conservatorship overreached its bounds. Two, Britney only had about $60,000 in the bank going into the last
$60 million
when this wrapped.
Yep.
That alone cost her about $10 million.
She's been spending millions.
So I think if she wants this champagne lifestyle, she's gonna have to make some champagne dollars at some point. So a greatest hits tour, a greatest hits
and
album,
she's also
something.
Gonna have to have somebody manage her money because she's not doing a good job right now.
Yeah. And I don't know that's a conservatorship. That's just, you win the lottery, you get a money manager.
I don't wanna see her like self-destruct now that she's got her freedom. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people suggesting she needs to get back on meds. She needs to get somebody to kind of oversee her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sad. So just found out that Jason Kelce got a new job. He has joined ESPN's Monday Night Countdown. That's cool. So we're going to see him on every Monday Night Football. Love that. Travis just signed a new 2-year contract with the Chiefs. He's now the highest paid tight end in the NFL.
That's crazy.
By the way, still trying to figure out if he's going to the Met Gala with Taylor. Taylor has said yes after all the speculation. Yes, she is going to the Met Gala on Monday night. It's just before she's supposed to resume her tour on the 9th. So it's the 6th and she'll fly out and then, you know, start her tour on the 9th. Travis is all into this. Is the Met Gala, if you don't know, is like the Oscars of fashion. You'll see like the wildest outfits at this Met Gala.
Yeah.
I wonder if Travis is going to go with her. Kim Kardashian always goes to those too, so that should be interesting.
Well, the Met Gala Gala is the home of the Kardashians.
Yep.
Every single one is invited.
Yep.
And they always
go way out.
They slay though. Like they always look good. Always.
So it'll be interesting to see if Travis, I feel like, is into fashion a little bit too. Right?
He could look really cool.
Yeah.
It's just, he's not expected to do it. That's the.
I don't know. We'll see if he makes it. What is he doing right now?
Who knows? Probably nothing.
He should be there.
No, she pointed at me as if I was his keeper. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, today's National Honesty Day. You take that as whatever you need it to be.
That's good. Okay.
Maybe skip the lies today and tell the truth.
Love it.
Mike should
ask. I feel like you're the one in the room that tells the most lies.
Who do I lie to?
I don't know. You just seem like the most shifty.
Word.
I'm going to ask you, Chris Rollins, what's your real hair color?
It's blonde. God, it's blonde. It just needs a little help now.
All right. For the rest of the show, if you're here with us randomly, I'm just going to turn on the mic and ask Chris lies that I think
I
she's told
that's
me.
Okay. The truth.
Okay.
I swear.
Okay.
All right. There's the scoop.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
So if you need a good cry, well, they're petitioning to bring this back. There could be like the perfect place for you to do it. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. It's this cry hotline where you just call. Joe, I can totally see you doing this. You just call the number and you just cry.
Oh, my God.
Cry
I love
it,
it. I love it.
Right,
Gianna? Kind of fantastic. So the number is 1-900-9099-CRY. And it was from the 80s. And here is the little ad that used to play. It literally used to play on TV to call this hotline. This is what it used to sound like.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this?
People crying.
Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself.
Isn't that crazy?
Do it for yourself.
It sounded like a real old-fashioned 1-900 kind of ad, you know, one of the dirty ones.
At first, when she played me that little clip, I thought it was a porn site.
So did I.
It sounds like...
I know, it's kind of... Oh, okay, well...
It could go either way.
It could go either way. Yeah. I don't know which one it was.
I was like, what are you listening to?
Well, we just want to alert everybody that that was crying noises.
Yeah, that was Chris Rollins crying.
It's kind of crazy, though. I mean, do we want to bring this back? I think I could benefit from this personally, if we're being transparent.
I can see Joe calling this on the regular.
I love a cry. I go to movies to cry. I go to theater to cry. I listen to music to cry alone. Some days I leave this place and I cry alone. I go home and I cry in the shower alone.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there somebody on the other end that's talking you through the cry?
It's unclear, but I think somebody is there and they just like sit and listen to you. It's probably just a list of the world's best listeners.
You just pour your heart out and they're just a good listener.
So it's $2 for the first minute of you venting and then 45 cents for each additional minute to continue telling your sob story.
We should just start a line like this if they're not going to bring that one back.
I could do this for a living. I feel like I could listen to people's sad stories.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I could. You get a lot of tea doing this.
I think you'd be sad afterwards if you listen to sad all the time.
It is one of those jobs. It's like being a therapist, right? Like we heard from therapists in COVID how drained they were.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
but I'm here for it. Hey, listen, I've never called the 1-900 number. It's National Honesty Day.
Sure,
I've never called the
1-900
number,
sure.
But it might be time to start.
Uh-huh.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.